Giants and Reds, Christian Arroyo and Bronson Arroyo having a pregame chat, both wondering whose team will come out on top. We'll take it to the bottom of the second, Billy Hamilton at the plate.
The pitch is poked into left center field, base hit. He kind of left a changeup up, and Hamilton's got another hit, sprinting towards second as Hernandez fields and throws in. It's too late. Hamilton turns a single into a double. Both runners have scored. It's 4-2 Reds. The 0-1 pitch. That one is hit down the left field line. Fair ball headed toward the corner. Votto around third. He'll score. Duvall speeding to third. He gets the stop sign into second. Suarez with a double. 5-2 Reds. And set up for much more. The 1-1. Votto hits one down the left field line. Slicing away from Ruggiano. He can't get this one. One hop into the corner. Hamilton scores over to third. Cozart into second. Votto with a double. It is just getting so ugly. It's 10-2 in the third inning.
As Cantos winds and throws, and there's a swing and a drive to left. Ruggiano looking up, and it's gone. Suarez hits his seventh of the year, and it's 11-2.
Reds would add three more and win it 14-2. Needless to say, the Reds are red hot. They've won six of their last seven, and they scored double-digit runs in their last two games. Ty Block, still in search of his first win, goes three innings, allowing eight earned runs as Amir Garrett improves to 3-2. Bruce Bochy and the Giants unable to figure out the red-hot Reds on Saturday as they lose 14-2. Here's the Giants skipper on the loss.
It's a tough start for Ty, you know. It's hard, you know. Ty's given me all he has, and he's been throwing the ball well. And, you know, his team's playing. I mean, they're doing good things, and ball's bouncing our way, too, when they're not hitting it hard, like I said. So, but you know what? It's the scoring 3-2 runs. We got to start doing a better job here offensively. We had a couple chances to get back in it. A couple little mistakes there. I mean, you get beat like this two games in a row. It shouldn't happen.
It seems like when Hamilton, Hamilton controls the game, he can really sway it, dramatically in one direction or the other.
We had him 0-2.
Yeah.
0-2, the first at bat, and made a mistake there, went for a triple. These are mistakes I'm talking about. And, it's never a good thing when you look at the last three out of four games and your bullpen's getting more innings than your starters. So that's never a good thing.
Your experience, a team plays a couple games like this, and you almost just let them wash it off, or do you have to say something?
I'm not going to go into what I'm going to do. I'm not. They're men out there. Everybody should be upset at what's going on.
Hamilton made on Nunez, was that kind of a game changer?
Yeah, it's a huge play for them. That's what I mean. They're playing good ball. The catch there, it's probably clearing the bases. We're right back there. And defense wins games for you. They had a blooper fall in. That's the way it's going right now the last couple of days.
Sunday, it's Johnny Cueto for the Giants as Scott Feldman takes the hill for the Reds.